Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 20, Mahikeng 16. The South African Democratic Teachers Union has condemned Basic Education Minister Sivuwe Kwakhube for releasing guidelines on the Bella Act, calling her actions unlawful and unconstitutional. SADU spokesperson Nomsa Sebi says only regulations, not guidelines, are permitted under the Act and accuses Kwakhube of political interference. She says the union has demanded the retraction of the guidelines.
The minister must remember her role as an executive authority and must back off on areas that do not concern her. She continues to undermine the constitution of our country and the National Education Policy Act that provides for consultation with all stakeholders in matters of education.
The Union Kasatu welcomed progress made by the government in addressing all 22 findings raised by the Financial Action Task Force. This comes as South Africa pushes to exit the grey list by October 2025. The Federation's Matthew Parks emphasized the need for strong, well-resourced institutions to combat financial crimes.
It is critical that government moves speed to address the remaining processes, including the pending on-site inspection to ensure that South Africa's removal from the grey listing can be secured by October. It is important to ensure that we resolve in action. This requires ensuring relevant state institutions have the resources, including skilled personnel, to tackle corruption, tax evasion, money laundering, and terrorism financing.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has departed for Canada to attend the 2025 G7 Leaders Summit. Ramaphosa will hold bilateral talks with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, and a second meeting with US President Donald Trump. The summit focuses on energy security, innovation, and strengthening mineral supply chains. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. And President Donald Trump's long-sought military parade rolled through the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday. However, the celebration of the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary was marred by a day of protests.
The reason that my husband and I came today is because we feel like democracy is under attack and that this is a moral issue. It's no longer about different sides of the political aisle.
More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. I'm Neil Pinard for myself and the rest of the news team. Good afternoon.
Hey, before you go running off, do you remember the movie Guardians of the Galaxy?
I know of it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Yo! All right, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, so there's the Star-Lord character. And he has that famous scene with the blue guy, Yondu. And he's talking about his father, who's this meta-being in the clouds and all of that nonsense and everything. And Yondu turns to the Star-Lord and said, "Dude, he may have been your father, boy, but he wasn't your daddy." Here's wishing all of the stepdads who stepped up. Every single one of you. Incredible. You guys, hey, you make all men look better. You know, I'm sure that there's thousands and thousands of local guys that have done that. Here's just a couple of internationals. These are men who became stepfathers. Daniel Craig, Matt Damon, Billy Ray Cyrus, Keith Urban, Johnny Cash, George Washington, Dr. Seuss, Dr. Spock, Matt Bellamy, and Kurt Russell. Just to name a few. Happy Father's Day to the incredible stepdads as well. Emil Chanit Yodach, that is going to. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Vroeg opstaan, eh?
Yes, indeed. You too?
No, I'm going to be here at 8:30. I'm dying. Kid. Let's get back to your hits on Jack O'Brien.
Jackaranda FM weekends. Be like. What